This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said next-gen GST reforms will be implemented from tomorrow on the first day of Navratri. Addressing the nation this evening, Mr. Modi said GST Bachat Utsav will begin from tomorrow and people can buy their choice of goods at a lesser price. He added that nation's growth story will be changed with these reforms and youth, new middle class, farmers, women, shopkeepers, traders and entrepreneurs will greatly benefit from this Bachat Utsav.
Navratri ke pehle din se next generation GST reforms lagu ho jayenge. Kal se desh mein GST Bachat Utsav shuru hone ja raha hai. Is GST Bachat Utsav mein आपकी बचत बढ़ेगी और आप अपनी पसंद की चीजों को और ज्यादा आसानी से खरीद पाएंगे. हमारे देश के गरीब, मध्यम वर्गीय लोग, न्यू मिडिल क्लास, युवा, किसान, महिलाएं, दुकानदार, व्यापारी, उद्यमी सभी को ये बचत उत्सव का बहुत फायदा होगा.
The Prime Minister remarked that citizens and traders were entangled in a complex web of taxes for decades, including octroi, entry tax, sales tax, excise, VAT and service tax. He pointed out that transporting goods from one city to another required crossing multiple checkpoints, filling numerous forms and navigating a maze of differing tax rules at every location. He pointed out that his government gave priority to GST after coming to power in 2014 after consulting with states and stakeholders. He said dozens of taxes were done away with after the efforts of centre and states. Mr. Modi highlighted that under the new structure, only 5% and 18% tax slabs will primarily remain. He affirmed that the dream of one nation, one tax was realised. The Prime Minister expressed happiness that in the last 11 years, 25 crore people have come out of poverty. He noted that this year, the government has gifted tax relief by making income tax up to 12 lakh rupees tax-free, bringing substantial ease and convenience to the middle class. Mr. Modi expressed happiness over the response of shopkeepers towards the GST reforms. He noted that they are actively working to pass on the benefits of GST reductions to customers. Prime Minister Modi affirmed that when the centre and states move forward together, the dream of a self-reliant India will be fulfilled. The 9-day-long Navratri festival will begin tomorrow. Navratri, which means 9 nights in Sanskrit, is dedicated to the worship of Goddess Durga and her 9 avatars, collectively known as Navdurga. Hindus observe 4 Navratris throughout the year, but only 2, Sharadi Navratri and Chaitra Navratri, are widely celebrated as they coincide with the changing of the seasons. This festival will conclude with Dashera, the day which marks the victory of Lord Ram over Ravan. In a landmark development, the United Kingdom, Canada and Australia have formally recognised the State of Palestine. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer announced in a video statement that the United Kingdom is formally recognising the State of Palestine, describing the move as a step toward reviving hope for a peace, for peace and a two-state solution. Canada led diplomatic move earlier in the day, becoming the first G7 nation to formally recognize the state of Palestine. Australia followed suit shortly after, with Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and Foreign Minister Penny Wong issuing a joint statement affirming recognition of Palestine as an independent and sovereign state. Afghan officials have sharply rejected US threats to reclaim Bagram Air Base, emphasizing that any attempt to re-establish a foreign military presence would be met with unyielding resistance. In cricket, Pakistan have set a target of 172 runs in the stipulated 20 overs for India in the Super 4 match of the DP World Asia Cup at the Dubai International Stadium. Earlier, India won the toss and put Pakistan into bat first. India have made some changes, bringing Jasprit Bumrah and Varun Chakravarti back, replacing Arshdeep Singh and Harshit Rana. And that is the end of this news bulletin.